Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Deuteronomy 18, 15 to 20. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15 to 20. Moses continued, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your fellow Israelites. You must listen to him. For this is what you yourselves requested of the Lord your God when you were assembled at Mount Sinai. You said, 'Don't let us hear the voice of the Lord our God anymore, or see this blazing fire, for we will die.' Then the Lord said to me, 'What they have said is right. I will raise up a prophet like you from among their fellow Israelites. I will put my words in his mouth, and he will tell the people everything I command him. I will personally deal with anyone who will not listen to the messages the prophet proclaims on my behalf. But any prophet who falsely claims to speak in my name, or who speaks in the name of another God, must die." My theme for reflection is hearing the true voice. Hearing the true voice. We live in a noisy world. If you pause for a moment and listen, not just with your ears, but with your attention, you will notice how many voices are speaking into your life. Social media influencers, motivational speakers, politicians, pastors, prophets, apostles, family expectations, even your own inner thoughts. Sometimes it feels like everyone has a word for you. The real question is, which voice is truly from God? That question is not new. In Deuteronomy 18, the people of Israel stand on the edge of a new future. Moses, their great leader and prophet, is about to die. They are entering unfamiliar territory, and the anxiety is real. Who will guide us now? How will we know God's will? In a world surrounded by diviners, mediums, and competing spiritual claims, God makes a profound promise. "I will raise up for them a prophet like you, and I will put my words in his mouth." God does not leave his people directionless. He speaks, but he also calls them to listen carefully. Historically, this promise affirmed the line of prophets in Israel, voices like Isaiah and Jeremiah who spoke God's truth into real situations. Yet over time, this hope deepened into expectation, a final decisive voice from God. Christians recognize this fulfilled in Christ, the ultimate word. As Karl Barth wrote, "The word of God is not merely something we hear, but something that happens to us." In Jesus Christ, God's voice is not abstract, it becomes personal, embodied, and transformative. But the tension remains for us today. Many people still claim to speak for God. Some promise prosperity, others offer quick spiritual solutions, and many appeal to our desires rather than challenge our hearts. Deuteronomy offers quiet but firm guidance. The true voice of God aligns with God's character, speaks truth rather than manipulation, and leads people not to dependence on a human personality, but to deeper obedience to God. Scripture reinforces this discernment. In Matthew 7:16, Jesus says, "You will know them by their fruits." The question is not how impressive the voice sounds, but what kind of life it produces. Does it lead to humility, repentance, justice, and love? Or does it produce fear, control, and self-exaltation? The voice of God may comfort, but it also confronts. It may encourage, but it never deceives. For the 21st century Christian, this passage presses upon us with uncomfortable urgency. We are not only surrounded by many voices, we are surrounded by persuasive voices, confident voices, anointed sounding voices. And among them are those who claim to speak for God, but in reality speak for their own gain. In many of our communities, especially within African contexts, we have witnessed the rise of self-appointed prophets who build ministries not on truth, but on transaction. They preach a gospel of exchange, sow a seed, secure a miracle, give more, receive more, align with me, and your destiny will open. But we must say this with clarity and pastoral honesty. Many have been wounded, misled, and even financially ruined by such teachings. Families have emptied savings accounts. Individuals have lived under guilt for not giving enough, and faith has been distorted into a marketplace. What is presented as spiritual authority often becomes spiritual manipulation. This is precisely the danger Deuteronomy warns against. Not always prophets of other gods, but prophets who subtly replace God's voice with their own. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer warned in his critique of distorted Christianity, cheap grace is the preaching of forgiveness without requiring repentance, grace without discipleship. Similarly, we might say, false prophecy is the promise of blessing without truth, authority without accountability, and spirituality without obedience to God's word. It offers comfort without transformation and hope without holiness. So how do we guard ourselves? Not by becoming cynical, but by becoming discerning. John Stott wisely reminds us, we must allow the word of God to confront us, disturb our security, undermine our complacency, and overthrow our patterns of thought and behavior. The true voice of God does not merely excite us, it examines us. It does not center the preacher, it reveals Christ. It does not enslave, it liberates. So what does this mean for us today? It means we do not surrender our minds at the altar of charisma. It means we test every message, no matter how passionate against the scripture. It means we refuse to equate loudness with truth or miracles with authenticity. And it means we return again and again to the steady, unchanging voice of God revealed in Christ. We must become a people who listen deeply, not just to what is said, but to what it produces. Does it lead to Christ or to dependence on a personality? Does it cultivate generosity rooted in love or fear-driven giving? Does it align with the cross or bypass it? Because in the end, the question is not simply who is speaking. The deeper question is this truly the voice of God, or the echo of human desire dressed in divine language? There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what voices currently influence your decisions the most, and how do they compare with the voice of Christ? Number two, when you hear something presented as God's will, do you pause to test it against Scripture and the fruit it produces? Now, our practical exercise for the day. Take one decision or concern you are facing. Write down the different voices shaping your thinking. Then prayerfully compare each one with Scripture, asking, does this reflect God's truth and character? Let that process guide your response. Faithful God, in a world full of competing voices, teach us to recognize your voice. Give us discernment to test what we hear, courage to reject what is false, and humility to follow what is true. Speak into our lives through your word, and shape us into people who listen, obey, and reflect your truth. Through Jesus Christ, the living word, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.